Good morning and welcome to Burns Memorial United Methodist Church. I'm Pastor Will Morris. It is Palm Sunday. We'll be talking more about that, obviously. It is our tradition that we begin Palm Sunday in a commemoration, if you will, of the triumphal entry of Jesus Christ into the city of Jerusalem. So all of you would-be followers of Jesus, if you want to join us in the processional to come in with the choir and the kids, you may stand up now and walk back to the narthex, to the room behind the sanctuary, and we will start the music and process in and begin our service. So if you want to join us in the processional, now's the time. As you are deciding whether you're going to do that, I'd ask everybody to grab the hymnal in front of them. There are two books in front of you. One is the Bible. The other is the hymnal. Both are superb books. We'd ask you to look at the hymnal right now and turn to number 278, Hosanna, Loud Hosanna. When we give Peggy Blocker the sign and the music begins, I will ask everybody to rise as you are able. Let us welcome Jesus into our midst.
Everybody rise, please.
Hosanna, Lord, Hosanna, the little children sang. Through pillars, courts, and temples, the lovely anthem rang. To Jesus who at last was folded to his breast.
Again.
Hosanna, Lord, Hosanna, the little children sang. Through pillared courts and temples, the lovely anthem rang. To Jesus who at Bethlehem was folded to his breast.
Amen, my brothers and sisters, you may be seated. Okay, if you were squinting, did you see the donkey in the foal? Again, welcome to all of you. There are some changes to our program, and I want to call your attention to several things. Logan Blake is back there. He had a must-have announcement. I said we're not going to have announcements today. Come on, Logan, now. Now. And as Logan's coming up.
I'm here.
Very good. This is the one. Logan Blake.
So just to let everybody know, today is the last day the youth will be taking orders for fudge, and all fudge will be cooked this week and delivered on Easter. So it's really good. Trust me.
Thanks, Logan. They send the skinniest kid up to talk to you about fudge. Well, we have many guests among us. The changes that I mentioned earlier, the Ghanaians have some very special guests, some special services going on, and so they asked if possible that they might shift in the schedule, and we're going to do that. We also, just if you're new to the church, welcome. I want to explain why we're bulging at the seams. I would love it if the church were this full every Sunday. Let's see what we can do to make that happen. We are Burns Memorial United Methodist Church. We are also the Tonga Fellowship, and we are also the Ghana Wesley United Methodist Fellowship, all members in good standing of the Rocky Mountain Conference, and by location, we are part of the Metropolitan District. It is a wonderful surprise to me as I was preparing the palms and getting ready that our esteemed district superintendent showed up. So I ask us all to welcome the Reverend Dr. Young-Suk C. Kong, who is with us. There she is. She looked nervous when I first met her this morning. I said, "I'm not preaching," and she looked very relieved. A bit of an explanation if you're new to the United Methodist Church. On this Sunday, this is Palm Passion Sunday. As you may well know, we're entering into Holy Week after 6 weeks of Lent. In some churches, they try to cover both stories of the triumphal entry into Jerusalem as well as the Passion of the Christ on Calvary. It is our purpose this morning only to focus on the entry of Jesus into Jerusalem and to welcome you to join us for other Holy Week services this week. On the back of your bulletin is a description and a timing schedule for you of our Holy Thursday Communion service, our Good Friday Tenebrae service, and our Easter service coming up. If you are able to join us for those services, I promise you that your Holy Week will be more meaningful and more holy. If you cannot join us, I ask you to get a hold of a Bible and to read along with Christ's journey this week. If you don't have a Bible, please see me and I will rectify that situation. I would love it if you could join us this week. So please do. Also, we will celebrate Holy Communion in commemoration of Christ's offering to us, and we will practice open table communion, which I will describe to you later on. At this point, I'm going to welcome the choir from Ghana to share their music with us. Did you want to pray? Yes, so one of their leaders, and I'll let him introduce himself to you, is going to offer a prayer, and then we will have the Ghanaian sing. Does that work? Very good. Welcome. Come forward.
Praise the Lord. I'm Charles Akwa, an ordained minister of the Methodist Church. I was ordained in the ministry for the past 19 years. And I was assigned to help pastor a church in Worcester, Wesley United Methodist Church. And at the same time, I'm a student of Wesley Theological Seminary in Boston, having my MDiv program. And about 3 weeks ago, we had a discussion with our brothers here with you for us to come and have service, 3-day service with them, and try to see if we can reconcile the two churches under one umbrella. And that is our purpose of coming here. And we are blessed to worship with you. Shall we pray? Our Lord and our God, how blessed it is, Lord, for your children to be under your feet. We thank you, Lord, for the gift of life. We bless, Lord, for your entry into Jerusalem. We thank, Lord, on this day
demonstrate your kingship and your lordship in the lives of men and women. Precious Lord, this morning, Lord, may you set us free. As you entered into Jerusalem, you set free even a donkey who had been tied. We have been tied financially. We have been tied financially. Social issues, marital issues, a lot of challenges, Lord, in our lives. But we believe you, that you are the I Am God. And as we place our faith in you, you are able to set us free. For you came to set the captives free. This morning, Lord, we ask, in the precious name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, may you lose us, O God, from every challenge and oppression in life. Set us loose and let us go out there to share our faith with our neighbors and our siblings. Bless us this day and help us, Lord, as we celebrate this day. Be with us. How to be with you and abide with you. Open our eyes to see you. And take not thy Holy Spirit from us. Fill us with your passion. The Lord, as you send us, we may go out there and share Christ with the unchurched. For the mission of the church to be accomplished. This and many more we ask through Jesus our Lord. You welcome the choir to come and sing.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, my brothers and sisters. The amazing thing to me is that some of the Methodists in this church could actually stay still while they were singing. Thank you so much. It is our tradition, and we've been a little bit off-rooted, but that's fine, is now that we have brought in the Holy Word, we have had a wonderful prayer and gorgeous music. Let me ask all of us to stand up on our feet as you are able and to welcome those around you in the peace of Jesus Christ. Good morning and welcome to Jerusalem. Welcome back. I was so pleased that the Ghanaians could join us. I'm sorry they are gone. There's a hole in our church and in our hearts. Well, I apologize for the strange organization, but let us now turn to the Gospel of Jesus Christ according to Matthew. If you brought your Bible, amen. If you don't have one, please grab the one in front of you, the Pew Bible. The Gospel of Matthew is in the New Testament, and if you look to page 21 of your New Testament, there you will find Matthew 21, verses 1 through 11. So here, the words that describe what we have experienced. When they had come near Jerusalem and had reached Bethphage at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, just say this, 'The Lord needs them,' and he will send them immediately." This took place to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophet, saying, "Tell the daughter of Zion, look, your king is coming to you, humble, and mounted on a donkey, and on the colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put their cloaks on them, and he sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and that followed were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest heaven!" When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was in turmoil, asking, "Who is this?" The crowds were saying, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. And now I turn it over to Don Boyles and the Burns Choir.
Good morning. We're waiting for Mike to get up here. The song we've chosen today is a Negro spiritual called "Ride On King Jesus." And for those that don't know what a Negro spiritual is, it's songs that were written and sung by the slaves, which is apropos since this week we've celebrated the 150th anniversary of the Civil War. So this piece is both in reflection of that time and for Palm Sunday also. It's apropos for today. So again, "Ride On King Jesus." The soloist is Mike Summerall and Holly Armstrong.
"Ride on, King Jesus, no man can hinder me. Ride on, King Jesus, ride on, no man can hinder me. And that no man works like him.
You all, but my Lord is a Lord of second chances, so good work. I've often wanted to start my sermons again, but
good morning. It is our privilege, it is our honor, it is our pleasure to be worshiping amongst you all this morning. There is a old saying you may all be familiar with, long time no see. So we are glad to be back with you all on this beautiful Palm Sunday. Our musical offering this morning, Wanongomai. Wanongomai. There are three parts to this song. The first part stating the Lord God Jehovah being the leader, the captain of our journey through life. The second part of the song kind of changes tempo, and we have a soloist who will be singing a solo. This young man is a senior at Hinckley High School in Aurora. He was selected to the Colorado All-State Honor Choir, so he will be singing the solo for us this morning. This is the slower part of the song, again restating the fact Jesus, the Lord God, is our Savior, and we will give all honor and praise to His name. And then it picks up tempo again, finishing off, sing joyfully, praise happily, praise all you have for all that we have been given. So it is again our pleasure to be here with you this morning.
Oh,
Present to you Pastor Pelaki Lakotui.
Let's pray. Edo a mathematical maut amai fraevane afiel. Mafia fiam fafta. Hui koe. I tapo a kodo be. Koki fakolo a ki maut. Mao siye pong pong fakolo. Kloe pong pong ini ko hui ko mau lave ngai ta pa ko mui. Ko mui ko ya ko mau tui ko mau ilo fa pa pa. Ko ofa ba mi fa ka afion. A ko ni mau kau fa ta ba mi mau fa nau. E to ma natu ye ta we wa fe ko mau si to agai. Ai ho ko ma afion. Ba a ko en. Ko ke te wa ki ke fononga ia ai hala fainga ta ai na tu nga ia hifo mai ia fiona ke mama ni mau yai ke pekia e kolosi ko wi be ko mai na hala u mau mafan ko i ko mai no ka ding mau tol ai ofa ta mama ia fiona ko ke fai ko a ko ni ko ke fagari ari ka ding mau tol ko ko ia tu i nga tu i ko eiki ko nga eiki ne kai ki fukari ale a fiona a he ka hanga hi me ale re ku ngingila mo faka of of na ke ho ko mai o ha ere ye ki as ke fuka mai no ko e to kata ha a fiona o ke hifo ko ta mai o eiki ko se vaniti ke de ki mau to ko mo la venga ta po ki ko ya ông bảo vợ ông bảo ma phan à, có khi cái mày nói cái mau tol, mà na cái này cái phun nong ấy à, và hiểu là phaos, ở mission na cái học mày cái ma man cái này, có khi bây giờ close ở cuộc tiêu gần bị mua, ai mà na cái mau phun mà na tua hay weekend mau hang cái mau lót bây giờ tua, cái tôi nói mà hello mai ấy, tôi cái hiểu cái weekend cái này, cái weekend cái này tôi phun mà na tua cái mau tol, ai mau inga. O ma unu no mai hoko ka Christian ki mau tol. Ki mau peki ni ma. He framon he ma man ni mau yai ga mai pot ko da bede mau fonong ai. Ko o tua e afiona u ke hangai fonga ba u ke ofo mai ga di mau tol. O ma ngo u mau fa fita ai. Ngai fonga mai tua ko hi ko feo hi ko mau fai. Fata ba mu mau ngai ka nga fonong ko ngai sias ko mau ka fata. E hi ki pe lang lang e ho afion. Ma lo te ke hoko ma ho la mali e. Tuku ke mau ngo e ku lave mai e klesa a fiona he wike ko eni. Pe awa na ngata he mau fuma na tu be e ko hiko mau lave mai ki sayone. Ka tu ke mau hoko ia ke mea ke mo ui lot he mau mo ui. Ka mau fononga mai e fononga anga u mau fae maman ko eni. Ka mau hoko ai ko kakai ki mau tolu. Ke mau talake ongo ongo lele a fiona he potko to bete mau fononga ki ai. Ka mau hoko ke kau mui mui mone a fiona. Ike e tokon maholau mali e. Ko hiko feo hiko mai ngawe ku mau fai he pong pong ko eni. tuku ke hoko e mau ngai feo hi pa mo piki ni ma pa mo feo hi ko mau fai ke mau fuklang lang be o tua ka ko tua pe ta ko afion pa mau no foi he mau ngai mo ui mo hoko e mau ngai mo ui fuka ho ko ngai mo ui ke mau fuka ha i he pot ko to pe te mau yai i he lea i he ngawe i he ngai fai fatongia ko to pe te mau fai ko koe pe hao mau tui ko koe pe hao mau eiki Tōn ma hao lau maa rieke tau whanau ngā mokoe he toko toi ngai aho koen mo ngai whatungia. Ui ke mamafau mau hanga ki ai. Teo amna ke pau whamana toi pekia pa mo hoko mai a fiona toi tu. Ke kei whakamahino koe tu e a fiona o kei kuna whai toka pa mohono ngahi mamafa. Pa tuka ike mau talaki he mamani koeni. O au ke ha aho. O mau mama o atu he mamani koeni. Kau ea ting mau tolu pa mo mau whanau. Toko maa hao lau maa rieke taki mua ea ting mau tolu. Pa mo fononga mau fai. Tonga ngai fatongia pa mo lotu ka ke tu e o tua. O na fai ho mau lot. Tu pe ke fai o na fina ngalo. Ma ko ro tonga ngai malo hini a Sisu Christ ko alo. Ka go mau fa mo ui. Amen.
Let me ask the communion stewards, those who are helping me, to come forward that we might celebrate. Is Mark doctor? He left? Oh. Melba Taylor. As I mentioned at the beginning, we practice open table communion, which means that if you have come here this morning serious about changing your life in Jesus Christ, if you repent of your sins and are ready to step out on that new life, then clearly you are welcome at Jesus' table here. We will have two stations. Somebody will rip off a chunk of bread and hand it to you as you move from the center to the side. There'll be a platter with individual plastic cups of grape juice. Take one of those as you work further out to the outside. There are baskets on either side. You put the cup there. You're welcome to come up to the communion rail if you'd like to pray. Also, at the very edge, as you're heading back to your seats, our ushers will have collection plates. We are good Methodists. We will take your money. They'd like to invest in the ministries of Burns Church. And we will start the communion liturgy on page 9 in your United Methodist hymnal. Christ is calling us to his table. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. You formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. You delivered us from captivity, made covenant to be our sovereign God, and spoke to us through your prophets. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. Your Spirit anointed him to preach good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to announce that the time had come when you would save your people. Jesus healed the sick, he fed the hungry, and he ate with people like us, with sinners. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your holy church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. When the Lord Jesus ascended, he promised to be with us always in the power of your word and Holy Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread. He gave thanks to you. He broke the bread. He offered it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In like manner, when the supper was over, he took the cup. Again, he gave thanks to you. He gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice, in union with Christ's offering for us, as we together proclaim the mystery of our faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these your gifts of bread and juice. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with your Holy Spirit, in this your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now, with the confidence of children of God, let us pray the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Because there is but one loaf, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of this one loaf. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. This cup over which we give thanks is a sharing in the blood of Christ. My brothers and sisters, the table is set. Jesus is calling us to his table. As you are released, come forward to share in this glorious banquet. Thank you. Please join me for the final prayer of the communion liturgy on the bottom third of page 11 in your hymnal. Eternal God, we give you thanks for this holy mystery in which you have given yourself to us. Grant that we may go into the world in the strength of your Spirit to give ourselves for others. In the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. For our closing hymn, let me ask you to rise as you are able and turn in your hymnals to number 280. Let us sing together, All Glory, Laud, and Honor. Please rise. Just go on and on singing that, huh? Again, let me invite each of you to join us this week for the Good Thursday and Good Friday, Holy Thursday, Good Friday services. and also next Sunday. It's become a tradition at Burns that the United Methodist men, several of the men, cook breakfast burritos. We sit around and drink gallons of coffee and try to stay awake for the worship service at 10 o'clock. It's a lot of fun, and it becomes preparation for the Easter service. Also this year, many of our youth have been working on a passion play, if you will, a commemoration of the Lord's passion, and they will present that between breakfast and Easter service. So please join us for that as well. My brothers and sisters, now I invite you to join us for coffee and donuts and fellowship. And say again? And the Easter egg hunt at 1 o'clock, they're telling me that I'm supposed to say, by our youth, thank you. Little guys, okay. And Logan, our skinny youth, will take your orders for fudge. Okay. I'm just the mouthpiece for my congregation. My brothers and sisters, let us pray. Dear Lord, we have walked with you as the palms fell to the ground, as you rode the colt and the foal into Jerusalem. So begins a week of confusion, of revolution, of change. Stir our hearts that we might follow you through the days ahead, through our lives ahead, that we might truly be people of the resurrection, brave enough to walk with you to the crucifixion. We ask your blessing upon us, upon those we love, and upon those we ought to love. Go with us into the world. We ask this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and all of God's people say, Amen.